Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 23rd of September, 2009. It's the birthday of the father of soul, Ray Charles, born Albany, Georgia, 1930 on this day. It's the day the Greeks celebrate the birthday of Euripides, born near Athens, 480 BC. Who of the three poets of Greek tragedy whose plays survive, Euripides is the one whose plays survive in the greatest number, best known for the tragedy Medea. It's Bruce Springsteen's birthday today, born in Freehold, New Jersey, 1949. Working-class kid, saw Elvis Presley on TV, and that inspired him to put together $18 to buy a second-hand guitar. Played in a number of rock bands with names like The Rogues, The Castiles, The Steel Mill, Dr. Zoom, and The Sonic Boom. Played at private parties and firemen's balls and trailer parks and state mental hospitals, a roller dome, and even a shopping center parking lot. 1806 on this day, Lewis and Clark, Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, returned to St. Louis from their westward expedition to the Pacific coast, bringing with them the first tentative maps of the American West and very detailed journals. It was on this day in 1939 Sigmund Freud died in his study in Hampstead, London. He had cancer of the palate and the jaw. He'd undergone 33 operations. He was in constant pain. His doctor, Max Schur, came to see him, and Freud took him by the hand and said, "My dear Schur, you remember our first talk. You promised to help me when I could no longer carry on. It is only torture now, and it has no longer any sense." So the doctor gave him a third of a grain of morphine, and Freud fell into a coma, and he died 36 hours later. And it was on this day in 1935, the editor of the New Yorker, Harold Ross, wrote a memo to James Thurber that read, "Mr. Thurber, while bathing this morning, it came into my mind that what that dog is doing on your New Year's cover is winking, dog winking. I'm not exactly clear on how a dog winks, but it's probably as you've drawn it. It's important that it be clear in the final picture, of course. I will not take a bath again for some time. H.W. Ross." Thurber had joined the New Yorker as an editor and then became a writer, and it was only later he began to contribute cartoons, one of which had the caption, "Well, if I called the wrong number, why did you answer the phone?" Here's a poem for today by Lucy Shaw, entitled Pink. "Not a color I've wanted to wear, too innocently girlish, and I'm not innocent, not a girl. But today the gnarled cherry trees along Alabama Street are decked out like bridesmaids, garlands in their hair, nosegays in their hands, extravagant. Finally, the big spring wedding to splurge and hang the cost. Each really wants to be the bride so she can toss her bouquet until, unaccustomed, the gutters choke with pink confetti that flies up and whirls in the wake of cars going west, flirting shamelessly with teenage boys on the crosswalks. The pale twisters, the drifts of petals call out to me, 'Let go. It's okay to be giddy, enchanted, flighty, intoxicated with color. Drive straight to the mall and buy yourself a pink tea.'" A poem by Lucy Shaw, Pink, from her collection What the Light Was Like, published by Word Farm, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.